Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guests today are Alex Corwin and Anna Jeffries with Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Cloudy skies and rain, but warm today, 65 degrees. Cloudy tonight, and then for your Saturday, cloudy skies, occasional showers, high in the lower 50s. It's hard to believe Joel's saying 65 in January?
Almost every year, David. Almost every year in Ohio, there is a thaw after New Year's.
Well, I'll take it every year if it's 65 degrees. Now,
I'm just saying. I was up at Chapel Hill yesterday. There were 30 cars in the parking lot. So golf courses are even making money. It's all good.
Again, now, and I don't want to be the poo-poo and rain on the parade.
But
so
you
to
always
speak.
Are, so please
so
go ahead.
So I will. Snow in the forecast for Sunday. Listen, Anna over there, she's like, oh, God, no. No.
Leave it to Dave to bring you back to reality.
I mean, I've lived in Ohio my whole life. I know what I've signed up for.
And you and I are from the Northeast Ohio area,
yeah.
So we know what's coming.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
All right, Alex. Now, look, I want you to take it easy on him.
I'm not convinced on that, by the way. It'll be all right was kind of okay.
He's from Michigan. He's a Michigan man.
Okay.
So just kind of remember that. Take it easy on him. We're trying to welcome him to the community.
It's all good.
And get him.
He's in the right side of the state line now. It's all good.
Yeah, but ask him who he still cheers for.
I don't want to know.
It's basketball season, guys. I don't know if you've seen the Michigan basketball team yet, but they're pretty good.
They're always
number,
pretty
what,
good.
Two in the country?
I think so.
Always
not bad
pretty
at
good.
All. Alex, welcome to the community. You've been with the board of DD for a couple of months now. How's it going? Are you ready to get Anna out of here and just do your own thing, huh?
No, I've been just, really impressed with the quality of staff that we have. And not only that, but externally, all of our partners that we work with. You know, we were chatting before the show, right? We have so many able and willing partners that are able to help us with our mission. We're able to help them with theirs. And the community has just been tremendous, rallying around people we serve and helping them kind of fulfill their visions for a good life. And that's what we're here to do.
You have a great story as to how you got involved with this because of your mom. Maybe talk a little bit about that, because a lot of times folks will be like, how did you fall into this field, or how did you get into this? This really is kind of woven into your background.
Yeah, so growing up, my mom worked in the field back when we had sheltered workshops, which were kind of the one big employment option for people with disabilities. So I would go up to the sheltered workshop and hang out with Dwight and see what he was working on. He was a great artist, and Morris was a big Big Ten football fan. He was a Northwestern fan, so I didn't hold that against him at the time. But we would talk football every week, and just really was able to befriend a lot of people with disabilities and see like the value that they had as just people first, and not necessarily somebody with a disability. So I just kind of grew up in that space. And then in my undergrad at Bowling Green, worked at a residential facility in ICF with eight men, and got to do all the fun stuff, taking them to Toledo Mud Hens games and Special Olympics and the pool. And I was like, man, this is the best gig I could probably ever imagine here. So I was able to really see the people for who they are and their interests and not their disability.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of continued that in your career before you even came to the board of DD, correct?
I've been at, a job coach. I've worked at the Franklin County Board as a service coordinator, ran a day program, was at the Department of Education, where I got to learn a little bit more about the education and special education side. And then spent the last 5 years at OCALI, which is the Ohio Center for Autism and Low Incidence, which is a tremendous statewide kind of technical assistance provider. So got a chance to travel around and kind of touch and kind of work with about 40 county boards across the state, to see how everybody kind of runs their organization and their priorities and how they're able to partner and support the people in their community.
Mm-hmm. So it's 2026. It sounds like you got some experience. Is there anything new? I mean, from your mom's perspective, your perspective, educationally and all that stuff. I mean, are there new things that can really buoy people and help people? Or is it kind of still just meeting them where they are, making sure they're healthy and happy and moving forward?
Yeah, I think self-direction has been big, right? I think back, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it was a lot of, well, we're the professionals or we're the adults and you have a disability, so we know best for you. But now it's, we want to know what your vision is for a good life. What are your priorities? What are your passions and interests? And we're going to support you in fulfilling that. And whether that's through services, whether that's through our partners and referrals, or just giving you those opportunities to try things, that's kind of where we're moving, and that'll be kind of how we operate here in Licking County.
Cool.
Is that what you're hearing folks say was one of the big things when you came here, Alex? It's like, look, we've got the train is moving down the tracks the way we want it. Was that something they said to you? We want to continue that. We want our family members to be able to have that say in what's going on.
Yeah, I think the system as a whole has been moving in that direction, kind of through guidance from the state and federal level. But I've been excited. I have a little bit of experience in Licking County before I came here. These were one of the county boards that I came and did a brief training on, and was able to work with some of the transition staff, which is a really important time of, like, you know, middle school, high school, helping people identify their kind of passions and interests and explore careers, because you only know what you know, right? Like, if your mom's in the field, then you kind of get drawn into it. But if you maybe have parents that are welders and then maybe a teacher, that's kind of all you know, but let's get some career development, let's get some career exploration. And so when I came and did a training here for some of the transition specialists, I was just blown away by their ability to partner and put people first and have some of that self-direction. A lot of times when you do statewide technical assistance, you kind of only get brought into the tough spots, people that need some support. So after that training, I was like, I'll probably never be here again because they know what they're doing. They've got a good thing going. And that's true. I never got a chance to come back until I was able to interview for this position. So mm-hmm. it's been a full circle moment.
What kind of brought you to that, though? I mean, was it just, you know what, you thought maybe, okay, I've gone as far as I can with Ocala. I want to, you know, reach out. I want to maybe have a little bit more impact on a local level?
Yeah, I think that was exactly my perspective. Is I really liked traveling the state and getting to meet people and help them kind of improve their practices. But being able to be kind of in a community for a long time and be able to see some things through and see those impacts and just help kind of bring an entire community forward together over a long period of time, you know, traveling the state and being there for a week or 6 months or even just an afternoon, didn't have the impact I was looking for. So I'm excited to be here for a long time and see some fun things through.
So you're more of a nurturer rather than just a seed planter.
You know, we'll do a little bit of both. I think, you know, we were chatting the other day. There's some conversations that you have to have in order to plant some seeds, in order to see some things come to fruition, you know, later this year or next year. You know, system change work is a long process, and we'll push for things to happen quick, but also happen in a way where everyone feels comfortable moving forward.
As the public information officer, I mean, you get the new superintendent. I mean, for folks who've been here, you had Nancy Neely here, you had Jason Umstadt here, and then, oh, here comes a new superintendent. As the public information officer, were you like, all right, we got to get you here, we got to do this? Had to be a little bit nerve-wracking for you to get this all under control.
Yeah, a little bit. 2025 was certainly a busy year, but I mean, the amazing thing about our leadership team is that I felt like very fully supported when we were out in the community talking about what we do and how we do it and why we do it. You know, I had so much support from my fellow team members. You know, there were many times where we were out doing community presentations, and it just was very seamless in terms of being able to have those same conversations and talk about the same things that we've always talked about. But yeah, I'm really excited that Alex is here, not only because, you know, it was a process to think about who was going to be the next person with those powerhouses behind us, but also just I'm really excited about some of the things that we get to do in this coming up year and the years ahead. Like, I think we're going to be continuing to build on all the great things that we've been able to do.
Anna, do you think sometimes folks are taken aback by all that is done by the board? I mean, because it's amazing some of the things, you know, and full disclosure, I sit on the board. I mean, I'm learning all the time, going, wow, I didn't know we do that. I mean, are you surprised that sometimes when you're out and about in the community and folks are like, really, you guys do that?
Yeah, I think it's always when you're in the public information and you're in the public relations and outreach space, it is hard because that's all you do every day is try to figure out how do we get more people to know what we do, because part of what we do is help people understand that we do what we do because of our community. We can't do what we do without people in our community supporting us, and their local property taxes are what supports us. It's about 80% of our budget. So, you know, we are very grateful, and we try to express that to our community as much and as often as we can. But yeah, it is tough when that's your whole day and then you go places and they're like, oh, wow, like I didn't know the county board did that. Or a lot of people still remember some of the things we used to do that we don't necessarily do anymore for a lot of really good reasons. So it gives us the chance to educate on that history of our system. You know, our system is still really young. Our county board officially started in 1967. So we still support people who were with us at that time, who are still with us today, who've actually lived through that evolution. So yeah, it is, it's a lot of education, but when I came to the county board, same thing. I didn't know the depth of all the different pieces and parts and things that they do. But when you support people through their entire life, it makes sense that there's so many different projects and different things because people at different times in their life need those different things.
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, one of the corporate buzzwords is best practice, right?
Yeah.
So with that 1967 history and being the new guy, do you feel like when it comes to best practice, are you bringing more to the table? Like, here's what I've seen in other places. We should move to that. Or is the best practice already in place and you're going to kind of have to embrace that?
Definitely a bit of both. I think they structurally, like with staff, excuse me, and partnerships that are in place, there's already a lot of best practice going on here. So that makes my job a lot easier. Sometimes when you come in as a new leader, you know, you have to get people on board with a philosophy or a way of doing business or best practice. But at this point, it's just kind of tweaking what's already there and maybe reshuffling a couple of priorities. And I think county boards as a system, Anna explained, we've moved from like direct service and like helping people as job coaches or employment providers. And now, you know, we have providers that do a lot of that. And then I think moving forward into the future, our role will be to make sure that, you know, the new driving school that opens up feels comfortable, you know, serving the people that have disabilities and that need to, you know, work on their driver's license. And that's a role that we can play to help educate them on how to work with people with disabilities, how to use people first language, some, you know, best practices and service delivery. And I think that'll be kind of our role and the county board system's role moving forward is how can we help our community partners who already do a lot of the services for the greater community also make sure that they're doing it in an inclusive way so people with disabilities can benefit.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we've been doing the last couple of years with community events has really spoke to that because, like, you know, we don't want exclusive events for people with disabilities to be created. What we would love to see is community events where everybody can come. And, you know, our work with the Universal Changing Tables really has just, like, illustrated that completely because when we were at the Hartford Fair and we had a universal changing space for people with disabilities who we support and people we don't support who have disabilities, a lot of the senior population really benefited from that. We got a lot of feedback from folks who were using scooters and, you know, other mobility devices who just couldn't fit into the typical restroom. And, you know, I always joke, like, I'm the crazy lady that runs around these community events talking to people about where they need to go to the restroom. But, like, but it's one of those things where we talk so much about, like, inclusion benefits everybody, inclusion benefits everybody. And then when we were at the Hartford Fair and we saw inclusion benefit everybody, I mean, moms were going in there with their babies to change them on our universal changing table. You know, I changed my daughter on the universal changing table because it was very convenient and she was spending some time at the fair. So it just, I think those conversations that we can have to say, like, hey, how can we make our community more inclusive? It certainly benefits the people we support, but it really benefits everybody else. And that's a huge value added that I think, you know, it's easy, I think, sometimes to say, well, I don't have anyone in my immediate family with a disability. Why, you know, why is the county board an important part of my community? And it's like we're here trying to make sure that everything is inclusive and there's universal design being considered and looked at. And with that growth of our community, that's going to become, you know, we're going to keep having those conversations about, okay, well, you're building new. What can you add so that we don't have to go back and try to add it later so that anybody can come to your event space or, you know, to your building and participate and have what they need to be successful there. So, yeah, I think that's a big part of what we're doing now is just trying to figure out, like, if it's more accessible to people we work with, it's probably a huge benefit to Licking County in general.
Well, I can speak to that. You know, you had the Momentum Refresh at
the Kiwanis Strawberry Festival. And I saw just as many elderly people using that, touring that,
yeah,
and going, wow, I didn't know about this. I'm like, yeah, it's not just for, you know, folks that are, you know, getting services through the board. This is for everybody. And so many folks use that at the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah,
I thought it was just great.
It's eye-opening how many people, I mean, again, like the ADA restrooms are very helpful for a certain type of folks.
Yep.
But if you need more space, it's tough a lot of places. So we are going to keep looking at how do we make the Momentum Refresh project sustainable in Licking County for a long time to come. We're looking at different options and different partnerships to try to keep that going, because we certainly see the benefit in that. It just makes people's day so much easier.
Yes, it does. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today are Alex Corwin and Anna Jeffries with the Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Cloudy today, some rain, high near 65. Cloudy tonight, and then for your Saturday, cloudy with rain and a high in the low to mid-50s, where we're kind of reminiscing about the groundhog breakfast. And, Alex, this will be your first one coming up here in a little bit. And, you know, Anna was talking about, you know, because the board last year was the big corporate sponsor for it. You're a little happy you're not having to mess with that now, aren't you?
I'm going to eat my breakfast peacefully and enjoy myself sitting there, yes. It was a really good opportunity, and I'm very glad that it has passed.
Yeah, we can tell. Don't worry.
Yes.
And Alex, you'll get your first bite at this apple. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking 750 people on a Friday morning early, and you
it's
get over there.
Cold.
Yep.
Well, it's not going to be
cold.
55 that morning.
No, probably not.
No.
I would hold.
That's
my
why
breath.
You want to be the groundhog. That nice warm suit.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not sure who's in charge of it, but Anna Jeffries is throwing her name into the ring.
I. You know what? That's. It's an honor that should go to someone more qualified than me.
Well, that was diplomatic right there, Jeffrey.
Well,
you're pretty good with that right there.
That's why I'm a public information officer.
Yep, we can tell. We know you're waiting to do that. Alex, as you look down the road, again, just in a couple of months, some goals maybe that you've put together for the Licking County Board of DD. It's never easy to get them all, but I mean, are there some things that you said, hey, look, in this first 12 months, I really want to tackle this?
Yeah, I think I don't know what I don't know, right, about the people in the community and what their priorities are. I mean, our mission statement is to support folks to discover, pursue, and achieve what is important to them. So I think trying to figure out, you know, focus groups and town halls and survey methods in order to see what is important to people, like what is our community maybe lacking for them to be able to truly feel like a belonging community member, whether that's Momentum Refresh more, whether that's other things that we can do. So trying to figure out maybe what the community and the people we serve, their priorities are. That'll be a big goal of mine here in 2026. But then I know Anna and I have been chatting a lot about this kind of ambassador program and trying to bring on people with disabilities into our organization to help us fulfill our mission, right? We don't know what's best, and I don't have that lived experience of having a person being a person with a disability. So trying to bring in some of that perspective and to help us go to these events and to share what the organization does for them and how they are supported and what the community's support of our organization means to them as a person with a disability. So trying to just bring more of that perspective in and help us prioritize and then make sure that we've got a strong feedback loop so we can hear about new initiatives that are going on and how it's impacting people and families so that way we can make sure we're doing right by them.
And I think one of the cool things here, Phil Kirk, who sits on the board of DD with us just late last year, was named to the Ohio Association of County Boards board. I mean, that's I mean, in anybody who's met Phil, I'm just always so impressed with him. I love talking to him about, especially when it comes to the technology. And I think, you know, we were talking, Joel was asking about what are some of those changes. And in my mind, it's the technology that is so amazing. My wife and I were out the other day, and I saw a cane with the ball on it at the end. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, that's the guy who's on the board with me. Phil has it. And he and I talk about, hey, how this works and all this technology. But it is great to have a perspective like that where you can say, Phil, is this working? Or why isn't it working? And then you can discuss that with him.
Yeah, exactly. And then we can bring, you know, more training, more awareness. We can bring Anna in to help people really understand what is helpful and try to connect more people with those types of resources that maybe Phil's leveraging that other folks might benefit from. Yeah, Phil's great. I'm excited to have lunch with him, and we're going to talk technology and see how we can continue to bring more technology to people, because I think all those different things that we all use, like smartphones and tablets and, you know, the GPS in your car and all the Alexas and Google Homes, all of that stuff is just as important and crucial to people with disabilities in order to be autonomous and independent. So how can we help them just better leverage those tools that are already available, you know, right out of the box of for a smartphone and a tablet?
Biggest obstacle facing boards?
As a system, it's always going to be, you know, changing rules and federal and state funding. You know, nothing ever stays the same. So trying to stay in front of that and what the priorities are. But still, I think we're just so blessed in this community to have so many community partners and strong commitments to support people. So I'm not too worried about it. I think at some point we may, you know, change how we do things a little bit here and there, but still feel pretty strong about the future of the county board system here and here, certainly in Licking County.
We always hear about increasing numbers of population for this community and all that. Does that necessarily mean you're dealing with more people every year, every year, every year?
Even without the community growth, I think the incidence numbers of disability and autism have been growing. You know, just in general, I think people are a little more aware. There was a strong kind of stance like 20, 30 years ago, right, to like just wait on that diagnosis. And now people want access to early intervention and things that are evidence-based practices that we know will help people set up for, you know, middle school and high school and adult success. But yeah, there's always a growing number of people that we're serving, and we'll have to plan for that too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Anna, it's the dead of winter, although you would never know it by today, but that doesn't mean you guys don't have events and stuff going on. What are some of those things that the community needs to know about with the Board of DD?
Yeah, so actually this next Tuesday on January 13th at noon, talking about technology, we're hoping Phil will be one of our speakers on for this. We've been trying to do some virtual lunch and learns just to kind of get some information out there to families, to people we support, to some of our providers. So we are doing a series of Tech Tuesdays where we're talking about different kind of more specialized parts of assistive tech. So on the 13th, we're going to talk about like tech that's helpful to people with who are blind or maybe have low vision. And LCAP is also going to be partnering on that with us because they have so many resources that anyone in the community can access, which is, I think, something they are always trying to promote, is that their vision services are things that are available to the whole community. So we're really excited about that. And if you want to know some of the other dates for those Tech Tuesdays and jump on Zoom and learn with us, that's on our website and we'll be sending that out in our upcoming newsletter. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe, but we're already planning for some of our events when things get a little bit warmer. Our big summer kickoff is always a really good way to start out kind of the event season on May 2nd. We'll be down at the Canal Market again with lots of partners and just fun family activities, but also a lot of really good information. And then we also are going to have Momentum Refresh at a lot of the fairs and festivals and different community events. And we'll obviously have our Family Resource Center going at the Hartford Fair again, and our Animal Adventures program happening at the Hartford Fair. So we always really look forward to that.
You do, until I got nudged by that big Bessie cow out there. That move out of the way. I'm like, wait, hey, what's going on
here? That was the biggest cow. Well, and that particular young man, he really likes apparently large cows. So the cow they brought to him to practice with was too small. He went and picked out the biggest one they had. So.
Oh, I guarantee it was.
That cow was a monster.
Big boy, I'm coming in. Excuse me, Bessie.
Yeah, well, and we're city kids, so yeah. Yes, it's exactly. Like, oh, that's a big cow. Yeah. I don't know what kind of cow it is, but yeah.
And I know I whispered to a couple of the kids, I'm like, don't get too far from me. Stay real close to me. This is no dog and this is no cat. Help a brother out. But that's a great, that is a great event.
I enjoyed that so much. We love it. And yeah, it's the Hartford Fair is just something we do look forward to, not only for the food and the fun, but for all of the things we get to do and all the people we get to see. So yeah, we are excited and excited to share all the different places Momentum Refresh is going to be, because every year more people use it, more people talk about it, more people spread the word. So
where can folks get this information? I know you're all over social media.
ElkCountyDD.org is our website, and we have a Facebook page and an Instagram that we have content going out all the time. They can always reach out to me at anna.jeffries@elkcountydd.org. And if anyone wants to sign up for our newsletters, they can go through our website to do that, or reach out to me, or message me on Facebook or Instagram. Like, we have a lot of ways people can get a hold of us, but we're always trying to find new ways to get information out to people.
All right, now let's talk about something I know it's deep in your heart.
Oh, boy.
How you like this new coach, Kyle Whittingham? Is this it for the Wolves? I mean, are you happy here? I mean, that was an ugly ending there now, Alex, with Minnesota or Michigan.
It was. It was unfortunate. I think all said and done, I don't think it could have worked out any better. Being the last kind of big college football opening, like at that time of the season, to get a coach that I think is going to be fine in the Big Ten, wants to run the ball and play good defense, and then has, you know, won National Coach of the Year, has won a Pac-12 conference several times. To be honest, I think it probably worked out the best that it could. So I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to that next game in November so we can start that next big winning streak for Michigan.
Now look, I just want to give you some advice as the board president.
Sure.
Don't go out and meet folks in a Michigan hoodie or a sweater.
He's very aware. I'd say he's very cognizant of how to start.
I don't always lead with I'm from Michigan, David, so I appreciate you putting me on blast here on the radio. I usually wait for the second or third meeting
to let people know.
We'll talk.
The Groundhog Breakfast will be the one guy sitting all by himself because somebody went, Donnie, that's the guy right there. Donnie sits in Michigan. Well, Rob Montagnes, he'll sit with you. Okay. President, CEO, Licking Memorial Health Systems. He's a huge Michigan fan.
Sounds like a great guy.
We've kept him around for a long time. So clearly, people have accepted it.
So yeah. It's not as bad as being a Notre Dame fan, but it is.
Oh! Look at that. They took his shot.
Right there.
And that's why I like him.
Longevity. Going to be here a long time.
I got him on tape. He's not going anywhere.
Alex, how long you want that contract to be?
Longer.
Yeah, don't worry. After going through all that, don't worry. Well, Alex, it's so great to have you come in, and we'll do this on a regular basis to let folks know what's going on, because it impacts so many people in our community, families, friends. I don't know anybody who doesn't know somebody that's getting some sort of a service through the board of DD. So thanks. I appreciate you coming in, Anna. As always, thank you for coming in. Get home, take care of those little ones.
Yep. Well, we'll keep you posted on all the cool stuff we've got coming up, and I know you do a great job of spreading the word, and we appreciate that for sure.
No problem. Yeah, it was a rough drive in this morning. I said, what happened? You know, an accident? No, I had the kids in the car.
This first week back to school has been a doozy.
It's Friday, though, right?
Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Get ready for the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, be sure to join us on Monday as John Wilson, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters Licking and Perry Counties, will be our special guest. He'll be in to talk about the Big Bowl for Kids' Sake fundraiser taking place in early February. So again, that's on Monday's Talk of the Town. John Wilson, Executive Director, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties.